Taking time to settle in and to form an intention for this period of practice that feels right for you. It could be as simple as to just be present, to let this moment be just as it is, without needing it to be other than it is. And settling into a posture of some comfort can be lying flat on the floor, seated or even standing up, whatever is right for you. And whatever posture you choose, just allowing yourself to tune in and notice the points of contact where your body is in touch with perhaps the surface of the floor or the chair. Perhaps noticing where the surface at any point of contact is supporting you, and points where your body is supporting itself. And if it is comfortable for you, just letting your eyes close gently, or keeping them open, especially if sleepiness becomes a problem for you. Making yourself as comfortable as best you can. During this practice, you may or may not feel relaxed or different in any way. Whatever you feel, even if it's nothing in particular, is no problem. The intention of this body scan practice is simply to train your mind to bring awareness to each part of your body in turn, bringing a quality of gentle, open curiosity to any sensations you detect, without needing to find anything in particular. And now, bringing your awareness to the movements of the breath, noticing the physical patterns of sensation as you breathe air into your body on the in-breath and release the air back out on the out-breath. There is no need to control the breath in any way, just simply aware of the process of breathing. Noticing the sensations as the air moves through the nostrils, past the back of the throat, and down into the lungs and abdomen on the in-breath, and back out on the out-breath. Perhaps noting the lungs and abdomen rising on the in-breath and falling back towards the spine on the out-breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Just gently riding the waves of the breath. Noticing the sensations throughout your body as a whole, sitting here in this moment, breathing. It is as if your attention is a floodlight that is encompassing your entire body. When you feel connected with awareness of the sensations in your body as you breathe in and out, allowing your attention to narrow to a focused beam, a spotlight of attention. And intentionally guide that spotlight of attention down your body, past your abdomen and hips, down your left leg, past your left knee, all the way down to the toes of your left foot. Just noticing the sensations, if any, that you find here, almost to the exclusion of any sensation in the rest of your body. Bringing all your attention to the toes of the left foot, perhaps exploring them one by one, perhaps noticing the temperature, warm or cool, perhaps a tingling sensation, or noticing where they make contact with your socks and perhaps the front edge of your shoes. Simply allowing whatever sensation or lack of sensation is here to be here, without straining or diligently focusing on any particular aspect of experience, just softening your awareness, not needing to find anything in particular. Now, expanding your attention to include a sense of the whole of the left foot. The ball, arch and heel of the foot, top and sides of the foot. Perhaps even the bones, muscles, ligaments and tendons inside the foot. If at any time you find your mind has wandered off, it's no big deal. It's entirely normal and is what minds do. Congratulate yourself for recognizing that your mind has wandered. This is the mindfulness practice itself. And you might choose to non-judgmentally label the thought, thinking, and then gently but firmly return your awareness to the object of meditation. Always the opportunity to return. As many times as the mind may wander, your task remains the same, to just notice it and return over and over again, aware at this point of the left foot. And now moving your spotlight of attention up to simply take in the left ankle, to the exclusion of the foot below and the leg above, just bringing a sense of willingness to experience whatever arises. And now the left lower leg, the calf, sides and shin, perhaps aware of where your clothing might make contact with your lower leg, or maybe sensations inside. Just noticing what is present in this moment. And now awareness of the left knee, the back of the knee, front and sides, perhaps aware of the bend in the knee if you are sitting in a chair. Awareness of just the left knee. At certain times in this practice, you might find that as you become aware of a body part, it might bring up a certain memory or emotion for you. If you find such thoughts, emotions, or memories arising, just noticing that, holding whatever arises in awareness with a sense of willingness to be present and engage with it. And then, as best you can, letting go of any such experience, recognizing that they are just memories, thoughts, emotions. And bringing awareness to the left thigh now, a place where you may hold tension of one form or another. And if in this moment tension is present, you might explore the sensations of tension. Is it warm, tight, gripping? And you might choose to mindfully breathe with the tension, breathing into it on the in-breath, giving it space, breathing back out from it on the out-breath. Just closely noting what sensations are present. And recognizing that if at any time during this practice your posture begins to feel uncomfortable, or if a certain sensation is calling for your attention, be it an itch, a tickle, stiffness, or some other sensation, first noticing that, perhaps staying with the sensation, observing it, and breathing with it for a time. And if you choose to make an adjustment of whatever kind, practice with first being aware of the intention to scratch or change positions or whatever, and then mindfully go ahead and make whatever adjustments you need to be kind to yourself in this moment. And now, shifting that spotlight of attention up and across your hips and down your right leg, past your right knee, all the way down to the toes of the right foot. A part of the body that we are typically not aware of unless it gives us some trouble or another. noticing the toes of the right foot, the ball, arch, and heel of the right foot. Perhaps noticing any tendency to compare what you find here to what you experienced in your left foot. And if that is the case, just letting that comparison go and simply tuning in to what is present in the right foot. Perhaps aware of how amazing it is that this complex part of the body has moved us around all of our lives. And now, aware of the right ankle, just noticing what is present. And if no sensations are present, that's okay too. Just taking stock of what your experience is in this moment of your right ankle. Moving your attention up to your right lower leg, the calf, shin, sides of the leg, perhaps the tissues inside, maybe a sense of coolness or warmth, just noticing what you find. Now, bringing awareness to the right knee. Just seeing if you can bring awareness to just the right knee, to the exclusion of any other sensations or part of the body. And now the right thigh, the back of the thigh, sides, perhaps aware of the tissues, the muscles, the longest bone of the body inside. Where is your attention right now? If your mind has wandered to daydreaming, planning, drifting along, whatever, acknowledging this with kindness and then simply ushering your attention back, patiently, calmly, firmly, just bringing it back over and over again. Moving that spotlight of awareness up now to the buttocks, where you make contact with the chair or whatever surface you may be practicing on. And the entire pelvic region, the groin, pelvic organs. Just tuning in to what sensations are present. Now aware of your lower back, a place where some people may typically experience tension, holding, or perhaps a discomfort or painful sensation. In this moment, though, it doesn't particularly matter what your experience typically is in this region. What is your experience right now? Letting go of any ideas, labels, or memories of experience you may have had in this region. And without straining to find anything in particular, just tuning in with a gentle curiosity to what sensations are present right now. In this moment, not stopping at a label such as pain, but going beyond that. Is it warm, tingling, numb? And if it is tension or some discomfort that you're experiencing in this moment, perhaps choosing to mindfully breathe with the sensation, breathing into it on the in-breath, and back out from it on the out-breath. Now allowing your attention to move to the front of the torso, the abdomen, perhaps aware of the movements of the breath more strongly in this region, aware of the muscles, organs inside, skin in the abdomen region, just noticing the sensations without needing to find anything in particular. Moving your awareness up the torso, the mid and upper back, the chest, the expansion and contraction of the rib cage, the lungs and heart inside pumping, moving oxygen around each part of the body. Noticing perhaps the slight rocking movement of the shoulders as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And now, once more, narrowing that spotlight of attention and moving it up and across to the left shoulder, down the left arm, past the elbow, all the way down to the fingers of the left hand, perhaps bringing attention to each finger in turn, letting awareness expand to include the whole left hand, the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, bones, muscles, and tissues inside the hand. Perhaps noticing where your hand makes contact with your thigh or whatever your hand may be resting on. Allowing your awareness to move back up the left arm now, past the left wrist, the forearm, elbow, upper arm. Aware of the left upper arm to the exclusion of the rest of the body. Moving your attention now across your chest and down your right arm, all the way down to the fingertips of the right hand. Just noting the sensations that are present. And even if no particular sensations are present, just noticing that too. Noticing now the palm of the right hand, the back of the hand, perhaps aware of a subtle temperature difference between the two, the palm perhaps slightly warmer, while the back of the hand perhaps slightly cooler. Aware now of the right wrist, up to the right forearm, back, side, top of the forearm, the right elbow, perhaps noticing if there is any bend in the elbow joint in this moment, and now the right upper arm, biceps, triceps, just letting your experience be your experience. And if you find that your mind has wandered away once more and your attention is on something other than your right upper arm, just noting that and letting whatever thought, emotion, or experience that has captured your attention recede into the background as you once more usher your attention kindly but firmly back, at this point, to the right upper arm. Now, moving your attention to the center of your shoulders and being aware of your neck region. This may be an area where some of you experience some strong sensation or another at times, or perhaps even right now. It's a complex region of the body with many muscles, bones, tissues, vessels, and the breath moving in and out of your body, bringing a gentle curiosity to what you find here. And if tension or some other strong sensation is your experience, again, gently bringing your attention to that, breathing into it on the in-breath, and back out from it on the out-breath. Experimenting with just allowing whatever sensation is present to be present, without needing to do, fix, or change anything in any way. Holding the sensation in awareness, along with the movements of the breath. Moving awareness now up to your face, the jaw, perhaps noticing if your jaw is clenched or relaxed, your chin, lips, mouth, perhaps bringing awareness to sensations inside your mouth, your teeth, tongue, roof of the mouth, and back of the throat. and bringing awareness to your cheeks, nose, your eyes and the area around your eyes. Just exploring what sensations you find. Aware of the brow and the forehead. And if you notice your brow is furrowed, perhaps bringing a playful curiosity to that. Exploring that sensation too. Moving your awareness around the sides of the head now, the ears, back of the head. Perhaps noticing the skin stretched across your scalp, maybe even the brain inside your head. Bringing awareness all the way up to the crown of the head. As you are ready, letting your awareness slowly and intentionally expand now, letting the spotlight of attention soften and expand back into a floodlight, flowing down your face and head, neck, arms, all the way down to your fingertips, down your torso, abdomen, lower back and pelvic region, all the way down your legs to the toes of your feet. So you have a floodlight of awareness of your entire body in this moment, breathing in this moment, functioning, thinking, feeling, your whole body breathing. Holding all this in an open, slightly softer, more spacious awareness. And still present. Nothing to do. Nothing to fix. No state to be achieved. Just this. Knowing that this moment is all we ever have. And tuning into it is as close as the next breath. This breath. And as you are ready, and there's no rush, just beginning to slowly bring your awareness back to the room. And perhaps allowing yourself to feel gratitude towards yourself for having given this time to yourself to tune inwards and simply be present with your experience, just as it is. And as it feels comfortable, just letting your eyes open.